Come on, shout glory. Ah, hallelujah. This is a Holy Ghost service. As you're hearing from Brother Toby, he says, what did Brother Toby give us as the instruction? Remember, I tell you, the Holy Ghost goes through instructions. The Holy Ghost goes through instructions. And that's why in a Holy Ghost meeting, one of the things you'll notice is that I pay attention to what the person speaking says. Amen. So he said, be vulnerable. Tell your neighbor, be vulnerable to the Holy Ghost. If the Holy Ghost gets you jumping, jump. Oh, no. If the Holy Ghost gets you shouting, shout. Come on. If the Holy Ghost gets you singing, sing. He said, if the Holy Ghost gets you rolling, roll. Glory. Listen, we are not conservative. Amen. We are the new creation church. Amen. Church, amen. Church, amen. Church, amen. Right, we're about to worship God right now. And I want us to open up our Bibles. How many of us want to see, practically, an increase in the move of the Spirit in this meeting now? Anything with God, it takes a willingness. Anybody that is not willing, God just says, for easy. How many want an increase in, all right. I'm going to show you how the Bible shows us to do this. Open your Bible to Hebrews 13. Hebrews 13. Anytime we want to see a move of the Spirit, an increase in the operations of the Spirit, there must be particular emphasis. All right, Hebrews 13. Hebrews 13. In fact, the whole book of Hebrews, the conclusion of it was that we men may praise the Lord. Look at Hebrews 13. I want to start to read from verse 12, but we are going to verse 15. Meaning the emphasis, anytime we want to see an increase in the move of the Spirit, the emphasis must be on the person of Jesus. Amen? Church, amen? Right? Look at Hebrews 13. It's in verse, it says it there in verse 12. Okay, let me even start from, where do I start from now to help us? All right, let's start from verse 11. Hebrews 13, 11. I'm just going to read. It says, for the bodies of those beasts whose blood is brought into the sanctuary by the high priest for sin are born outside the camp. Right, talking about the Old Testament and the animals that are killed. Look at verse 12. Wherefore Jesus also, that he might make you holy, sanctify the people with his own blood, suffered outside without the gate. So that is telling you why Jesus died where he died. He says, let us go forth therefore unto him without the camp, outside the camp, bearing his reproach. Verse 14. For here we have no continuing city, but we seek one to come. Look at verse 15. By him. Everybody say, by him. Let us offer the what? Come on, church. The what? By who? Church, by who? You have to be here. By who? It tells you in the earlier verses, Jesus sanctified the people. He now says, this is the way to go. By this Jesus that sanctified the people, let us therefore offer a sacrifice of praise, the fruit of our lips, giving thanks unto his name. Amen. So the point is, when we want to have an increase in the measure of the Spirit, we will be worshiping with an emphasis on redemption, an emphasis on salvation, an emphasis on his work, an emphasis on the Spirit. Amen. Church, amen. And I want you to be very, very conscious, meaning that when the minister is leading in worship, you should be a part of it as well. How do you become a part of it? I've always told people spiritual things are very easy if you know how to follow instruction. It says, let us offer by him the sacrifice of praise, the fruit of your So by him will be in your mind, you are seeing a Jesus resurrected. What he has done for you, how he has kept you, how he saved you unto the uttermost, how is your high priest. Then by him you offer unto God. As the minister is leading you in Jesus, in his work, in his death, in his resurrection, the work of the Holy Spirit, you too should be saying something. When we all are in harmony talking about Jesus, not only the worship minister, you would notice it. I'm saying palpable. The operations of the Holy Ghost will start to increase in the meeting. Why? Other people will call it, we are giving a free course to the Spirit. Praise God. Hallelujah. Church, praise God. Hallelujah. So what is your part as sister? Is this Sister Victoria is coming up? What is your part when she starts to minister? As she's singing, what are you doing? You are singing. Amen. Praise God. You are a part of your mind. And listen, let me tell you, when she's singing, listen to what she's saying and sing it too. Because your heart must be involved. I am saying that we can mechanically have a meeting where the power of the Holy Ghost is working on people. People are having encounters, visions, and revelations. This is a Holy Ghost meeting, and I'm having this time to speak with you because God does not determine Holy Ghost meetings. Those with the Holy Ghost do. Amen. Church, amen. So if you come to this meeting and you're just like this, you are the reason why it's not the way it ought to be. Are you getting what I'm saying? Let us therefore offer by him the sacrifice of praise. Did you hear? What kind of praise is it? Sacrifice. So meaning that you might be here and the last thing on your mind is that you feel like singing. But what will you do when we are singing? Sacrifice. You will sing. Praise God. Church, praise God. Why was it a sacrifice of praise for the Hebrews? These people, they were persecuted for this Jesus. So the last thing they will want to do, most likely, is sing about this Jesus. Are you getting my point? He said, let us therefore do what? Offer the sacrifice of praise. Remember, it's very easy. By him. How are you coming into this worship? By him. It's Jesus. What are you doing? You are offering the sacrifice of praise. How are you doing it? The fruit of your lips. What are you doing? Giving thanks. What is the emphasis? His name. Praise God. I am saying to you, if everybody decides not to be disobedient, obey this verse, we would see the move of the Spirit amongst your brethren. So let love lead you to follow this instruction. Don't be caught up and just be like, you will see me look at you as the reason why it's not moving the way it ought to move. Are you hearing? Except it is that the Lord is speaking to you, or you are meditating on what is being said. But do not particularly stop the flow of the Spirit in this meeting. You don't have to. You say, I'm going to yield. I will be vulnerable. I will praise. I will open my mouth. I will be vulnerable like the minister said. I will sing. I would shout, I would praise, I would do what the Holy Ghost leads me to do. I will rejoice, I will sing. Come on, Sister Victoria, I will praise, I will rejoice, I would sing by him, my Jesus.